Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to Conscious Awakening with Alania here on Be the Light Radio. This is a space where we can gather together each week, where we can unite our hearts and be inspired to live passionately, to be aware of the possibilities, of the opportunities that surround us each day, and to really tap into a greater understanding of the journey we are each on, the journey of consciously awakening to our divine self, to our fullest potential. Each of us is awakening to the beauty that we truly are on these greater scales of being. Together, we're breaking down the perceptions of who we once believed ourselves to be. We are beginning to see ourselves with greater love, greater waves of compassion and light and kindness for ourselves, for all that we are part of, for the world that surrounds us. We are learning to step into this new world of potential, of possibility, of positive experience. So I welcome you here today because we are one. I cannot do this without you. And I am so grateful for each of you that support me in all ways. To those seen and unseen who wish to be here with us today, I welcome you. Whether you are in an alternate space of consciousness right now, connecting to us in that heart space, if you'll connect to us in archive, or if you are holding the energy right now on the line, on the chat room, right here, live, as we share ourselves, as we broadcast out and open a gateway of peace to touch our hearts and to remind us of who we truly are. So I welcome you. I have a beautiful special guest that's here to join us today, my beautiful soul sister, Janet Lee, who has inspired me in infinite ways, and we're going to welcome her in just a few minutes. But before we do so, I would love to really begin with a prayer that centers us, reminds us of the truth we wish to connect to within. It gives us that centeredness within ourselves. It gives us that place of stillness within so that we can be present in our journey, so that we can be open to receive all the inspiration that will be shared in all realms of being. So I invite you, each of you, all my brothers and sisters, now to just take that deep breath, to come into that place of centeredness within your heart space, that space where all is still, where all is perfect, where all is pure, where all sense of concern and challenge cannot exist. There is only love, love, love in this still, beautiful, pure space of heart light. Allow yourself to be at home in that space now, just knowing that here you are complete. Within this space, you sense that spark of light, that flame of divine consciousness. And when you take each breath now, you see the power of that breath of life going into that flame, going into that heart space, going into that beautiful divine centeredness, and expanding it out, empowering it, feeding it so that it can thrive in greater ways. So take that deep breath and see that magical, wondrous, life-giving breath reaching down into that heart space, expanded that place of centeredness out so that this love, this stillness, this beautiful divine truth, this wholeness can reach into each and every cell and molecule, atom of your body, continues to flow into each limb, each organ, all that is a part of your physical self, allowing you to feel aware, alive, and awakened in this moment. And we expand that energy out now. Once you are filled to capacity, your heart desires to know even greater senses of love. So we expand that energy out, reaching out further still, allowing this love, this spark of divine light, to travel forward without direction, without control, without form, allowing it to flow. Knowing that as you allow it to flow, you are greeted with all of the love, all of that mirrored respect, compassion, kindness, inspiration, joy, fulfillment, all that you are radiating out now meets you and greets you and is flowing back in from alternate reflections of space, of time, of beingness. As we allow ourselves to expand outward, so we open up the flow and we greet and welcome inward. We can become part of that cycle of life, cycle of life. In this, we remind ourselves that we are not alone. Although we are the source of all that feeds our unique journey, there is a greater source outward too, allowing ourselves to expand and become part of that means that we welcome that greater source back into ourselves as well. And filling ourselves to the greatest heights that can be. Just allowing yourself to know, today I choose to live freely. Today I choose to live passionately. Today I allow my heart to soar, to imagine, to explore all the possibilities that can be. Today, the answer to all that may be a question lies within me. Spirit guides and guardians, all vibrations of love, all vibrations of truth, all of the angelic realms, beautiful Earth Mother herself, all that is of divine source and divine support, I call on you now to create this beautiful circle that unites each and every soul that connects to us today and awakens us to remember that we are that source of divine light upon this earth realm, and we are the ones who are choosing light, love, peace as our experience, as our journey, as our destiny. And guide us, bring through all that will welcome in the blessings and remind us that this life is a gift. It is an opportunity. And it is now transforming itself to be all we choose it to be. And so it is. I'm still sitting in that energy now, just sitting in that energy, remembering that as guided during the day I was to accomplish this task and that, my greater, greater, greater source of truth is that I am so much more than this single moment. I am so much more than this physical form. My heart is now flowing through all universal energies. And without knowing what exactly will bless me, my heart reaches out to call to myself all that is a blessing, all that will lift me up to see this world more uniquely. For I wish to open my eyes to see in a way that I have not yet seen. I wish to shift my perspective and welcome in all blessings that can be. Are you ready to do that too? Are you ready to blast open the walls, the paths of limitation, and to welcome in the greater source of possibility? If so, I welcome you to join us in our conversation tonight with beautiful Janet Lee. If you wish to call in with a question or a comment, you may do so at any time. Our call-in number is 646-915-8288, and you'll just have to press number 1, and that will notify me that you have something to share. Okay, so why don't we welcome in beautiful Janet Lee. Are you there?
Yes, hello, Alanya.
Welcome, goddess.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Just the sound of that little giggle lifts me up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so tell us something wonderful about yourself. If you wanted to give everyone out there a taste of who you are, what aspect of yourself do you wish to celebrate and place into the light right now?
Wow. Well, you know, it's about being here now for me. I spent many, many years living in the past and many more years living in the future. And I believe that these days I am standing in the now and enjoying every moment that is. And this is new for me, very new. and you know, Alanya, I sit in this space I've created, and sometimes I weep. And the reason I weep is from bliss and happiness. For this very moment of possibility. That's what I wanted to share with you, and I'm so glad to be here to do that. Thank you.
I believe it. I hear every word you share, and I think many of us have been there, are there, and as you're saying that, that one part that I think of when you're saying, you know, I've been in the past, I've been in the future, and all of a sudden I'm here in the now, when you allow yourself to be present, have you noticed how expansive this world is right here at your feet? When you're actually paying attention, do you realize, wow, there's so much more right in front of me than I've ever noticed and recognized?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's quite
often
magical.
You know, oh, yeah. We walk through this life disregarding our surroundings because we're on a mission to get to that destination. And and so many times we're walking so quickly that we forget to be purposeful. And we forget to see our lives in detail.
And I don't want anyone to feel bad that they haven't. I don't think we were ever told to really appreciate the beauty, the bounty, the simplicity that surrounds us in every moment. So, you know, my friend always says, if only we had the eyes to see. And I think that we haven't always been able to recognize the power of just what is. I did, you know, I never told you about this. I did an experiment. It was less than a year ago. I was walking through my favorite park, and I like to play either little games, invite spirit in to journey with me. And this particular day, I did something that I've never done before. And I walked through a path that I've walked through hundreds of times before. And this time before I began, I asked spirit to show me that which I have never seen. And it was magical. And I never imagined looking at the world that way. And I saw you just refocus your attention to see, I guess, the finite or the subtle energies that are in motion, the subtle realms of communication between nature and wildlife and myself. It was absolutely magical.
I love that. And as we walk through our days, I find, you know, we are so very driven by success and the idea of what it would look like if we were successful. And we're forgetting that, you know, the only moment we have is this one. And
right.
If we're going to be continually projecting into the future, we're going to miss those beauties that are revealed to us just right before our eyes. And I always like to think about walking as a writer. And what that means is you walk purposefully even more slowly than before. And as you walk, you decide on what it is you see. I mean, if you see a bus, you don't see a bus, you see a school bus. You don't see a school bus, you see a yellow school bus with big black shiny tires. That's how to walk as a writer.
And
that's how to see the details surrounding you that are so glorious in this beautiful life that we're able to live in the now.
Wow.
And like I said, this is a new thing for me.
Well, you say that, but ever since I've known you, and it's been a couple of years now, ever since I've known you, I've always said that I love to see the world through your eyes. You are so playful, and everything you touch comes alive. I've seen it, Janet Lee. I've seen people come to you that have not been comfortable in themselves, and they get around your energy, and you show them the world through your eyes, and all of a sudden I see them become alive also. You have that gift. Whether or not you've been aware of it, it is who you are, and that's why I find you so absolutely magical and wondrous.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's this thing that I love to do. Whenever you're with somebody, look in their eyes. You know, and if you've been with a partner for a very long time, sometimes we forget to do this. But if you actually can connect through someone's eyes and see what's beyond those eyes and what's being communicated that is nonverbal, that is when you actually can show someone and reveal to them that they are in a safe space with you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can actually make that connection. And you know, a lot of times people will say, oh, yeah, how you doing? And you say, I'm fine, thank you. How are you? And then you walk away before you hear the answer.
Right.
I really feel it's the time to stand with both feet on the ground and really listen to the response. A lot of times we'll just gloss over it and walk away. And that is a very big mistake in life, I feel. And it's a learning, it's a lesson, you know, that you need to actually connect through someone's eyes. And I think that's the key to what you're saying I do. The key is to actually, you know, see someone.
I'm there often and sometimes. And then I can tell you, Janet Lee, that there are times that my wires have me going. And although I'm so honoring each and every soul in my own way, I realize when I'm already past them, I thought, wow, you didn't actually look into their eyes and respond adequately to what they just shared. So I catch myself. So as much as I wish to live in that, you know, in that space that you're talking about, I will happily admit that I'm not completely there yet. So I love the inspiration that you're bringing to me about being more aware in myself each day and in the opportunities that are presented each day.
Absolutely. And the first thing, Lania, is that you're noticing it. You know, you notice that, oh, you know what, I just walked away and I didn't see that person. And when you notice those things, then you can make a change. And you've got to be really kind to yourself. As I said, I feel like I'm brand new at doing this, at standing in the now and, you know, going, wait, I know you have this big to-do list and I know you need to get where you're going, but, you know, this is important, this moment. And, you know, I'm constantly reminding myself and, you know, trying to redirect my energy that way. So it's wonderful that you're noticing that.
Right.
And you're just amazing. You have so many projects on the go that I can't even, you know, I know why you're going from here to there. You've got a lot of important work you're doing, Lania. But the fact that you're even noticing that is amazing to me.
And I can be in either place. I mean, I can really be in my zen place for quite a while, and I will shut off my phone for a few days, and I will be in that absolute place of stillness. I won't put on any electronics. I'll just be with the sound of my own heart, my own voice, and I so love that. And when I'm like that, it's so easy to be deep in each moment that takes place. But my body reacts when we're in the, you know what I mean, in the mix of it all. So I find myself, and spirit does this very well. They guide me. If I have a slow week, then I have a busy week. Then I have a slow week, and then I have a busy week. So they have me going back and forth. And I like that balance because, you know, they're both part of my spirit. And that's the only reason I pointed it out, is because you embody being present when you are speaking to someone. You are a fantastic listener. And I point it out because although my intentions are there, it's not my 100% talent. And I know there are others who have that same tendency in their experience, and I didn't want them to feel that they they needed to automatically get to that place either, because like you said, we're all coming into awareness and we're shifting our reactions each and every day.
That's the truth. And that shift can feel very uncomfortable. And it's very easy to kind of slide back into, you know, I've got things to do here. I need to move forward. And there's no problem with that. But when you're noticing, it just is it's a profound shift that will allow you to enjoy your days more.
I know. Yes, it's all so exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, you have exciting news for us, too. Do you want to share anything or do you want me to tell them? I'm like, woohoo!
Wow, what a piece of news.
Well, I know you've got a lot going on, but I was thinking about their ability to connect to you more often. So,
absolutely. Go ahead and tell everyone.
Okay. Well, I have invited Janet Lee to host her own show here on Blog Talk Radio and Be the Light Radio. And very shortly, within the next week or two, she will have that programmed so that you can join with her each week here on Be the Light Radio and connect and be inspired and remember how in this moment you are, and I'm sure pick up some tips on how to remain very centered in gratitude and appreciation and love. So, yes, I'm excited.
I am all over the moon. I am so excited about this. It just feels so right to me in this time in my life. So thank you for inviting me. This is an amazing station you've got, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And you can tell sometimes I go out so far to the other direction. So I'm like, oh, here's this beautiful, loving kind of, you know, energy to ground me a little bit, too. What a beautiful balance we are for each other. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I'm excited. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we've both had some exciting weeks this week. I know that we've been out there and we've been meeting people and really celebrating the wonder, the magic that's happening in our community. There's so many people stepping into their power and everyone has their own voice right now. Everyone is adding to the mix. And I think that's quite magical, too. I think there's something in being at home with the power of your own voice. You just spoke about listening to others and honoring them where they are at. But I know that you help everybody, so many people each day, just to recognize the power of their own voice, recognize the beauty of their own spirit. Do you wish to share anything about how you've walked into that in our community and touched people and opened up those doors? It's up to you.
Well, speaking to voice, you know, mm-hmm. as women in particular, we are many times told that our voices aren't good enough and that we should be seen and not heard. Believe it or not, this is still happening. And men are told, you know, you shouldn't cry, you shouldn't exhibit emotion. So all of us are experiencing this shutdown of our voices. And it's a very rare individual who can find their voice and use it to inspire others in a community of like individuals with their own passions and their own background.
Right.
I've always lived in different places. I've lived in many places in the United States and Canada. And I've noticed that, you know, I never felt embraced like I have felt these days in the community I found. And a community that it's almost like this tribe was brought to me, but really I came to this tribe that's full of these amazing and artistic people, you know, engineers also, and musicians and beautiful spirits who are here exercising their own voices and actually being heard, held, and supported.
Right.
And for me, it's incredible to hear the voices of different perspectives and actually be stretched constantly, so that I'm thinking, all right, well, I'll take this lesson and I'll apply it to my life and see how it works. And if it doesn't work in this way, then maybe I'll shift it. And this community, I'm in Safety Harbor right now, but really this community that we've built, that we've become a part of, Alanya, and this universal community of people coming together is really inspiring. And this medium of talk radio is a place where
sure.
we can connect with others.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage anyone who's listening and who feels as if they want to contribute or you know, speak, that they should call because, you know, we need to connect, because that connection is what helps us to stretch and grow. And really, that's the intention of my show, and I know it is of yours, and the intention is to learn and to become more aware and conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I answered your question, but I really
oh, yes.
I do have a strong feeling about voices, and all of us have a valid story, and we have a story to tell. So I'm hoping that we'll get some callers that will want to talk to
yes.
me.
Well, I definitely, what I loved about what you just shared is that when we are in this community where we share with each other, we are bouncing off of each other and empowered by and inspired by each other. So I know that I meet many, many people who are always seeking to really step into those places of greater self-identity with others, really where they can identify with, where they can share themselves, where it's like-minded, where they feel at home, they feel part of the whole. And they're always asking me how to attract this in. And it really reminds me to share with everyone that we are stepping into that time of evolution where we are uniting with our soul families, where we are feeling so completely at home and complete with those we've never met before logically, but we feel so connected to, like you and I met from the back of your energy that day. I saw your energy glow. Remember, your back was turned to me, and I already was excited and said, I have to meet
really?
You. Yes, remember when you were at the table, and I just saw the back of your beautiful curly hair. And that's how it all began.
I think we've known each other for a really long time, Alanya.
Right.
I don't remember meeting you.
Well, that's how it all begins. And people need to know that when your heart is open to meet like-minded soul connections,
yeah.
you will naturally. People come to me and say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you found me. I'm so glad I found you. And I'm telling them, you don't understand. Before you ever knew that I was a possibility, your soul was already calling in this kind of a relationship. And I am only one aspect of all those relationships that will come to you now. We have to understand that when your heart is open to connect on those deeper levels, the relationships will naturally appear. And they feel so special because these people that we're meeting now, these soul connections where we've known each other throughout time, we're at peace with them. When we look into their eyes, like you have just said, there is such a presence within them that we are reminded of who we really are. Not just who we perceive ourselves to be, but who we really are on a soul level. I mean, I do the shows now and then, and I go to these health conscious shows, and I offer all of the beautiful crystal guardians, and I love nature and everything like that. And sometimes I meet people, and within the first few moments of seeing them, the tears well up in both, because you can feel the love, and we're hugging as if we've known each other through a lifetime, and we haven't even shared words yet. But that happens when your heart gets to that space of being comfortable in that experience. All amazing.
Well, oh, thank you for that. I feel a revelation come to me that, you know, when we meet new people, if we're not open, if we don't come with an open heart, we will categorize them. We will look at someone. We'll see what job they have. We'll see, are they wearing a hat or not? We'll look at what their stature is and what they're dressed like, and we will categorize them instead of seeing them and understanding, recognizing that they are an aspect of those personalities that we are attracting to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if we're living in the now, if we're living in the now, truly, we can abandon and release those categories and the need to categorize. And I think that that will build such a special community of people around us that we can't even imagine what that community could be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really watch myself. I don't watch the media very much. I'm not into the news every night, and I'm not doing that to my spirit because I find the bias of the media, the even Facebook. I'm very careful with my mind and my spirit in that. You know, I don't even want to entertain people who are categorizing others because it's harmful to me. And to my way of life and what I truly believe about gathering together and being in the company of the personalities that I need. The, I wouldn't say personalities, there's a category, but the souls that I really grow and feel inspired with. So, that's such a revelation for me. Thank you.
And, you know, as people around you watch you walk in your own truth and your sense of integrity, you realize that subconsciously you're giving them permission to do the same too. We were never told that we had the ability to do that. There are so many structures in our society that we were told were the norm. So by you having the strength and the bravery to walk in your own light and be that source of discernment in every moment, you're giving others to you know, the opportunity to do that too, to recognize that they have that same choice within them too. And I love that. I love that. And Spirit tells me quite often with relationships, and this can go across the board, whether it's friendship, whether it's business, whether it's intimacy, whether it's family, relationships across the board, the reason that they become stressed at any moment in time is because we often, without recognizing it, we place so much weight upon those relationships. Will it be? Can it be? Why isn't it? We have all these expectations that we put in place. So even if we were to meet somebody brand new tomorrow and our heart opens up and we feel so at home in their single embrace, just the single greeting, we greeted each other, we wished them hello, and all of a sudden we walk away feeling so expanded. Do you realize how often do we actually say, what does this mean? Oh my gosh, are they the one? Are we going to walk with them forever and a day? And we instantly put on so much weight, and all of a sudden it just went into the headspace. And people don't realize that we, before we ever get to build a relationship, we're trying to categorize and classify even the relationship. So
I know.
Spirit gave me this saying a while ago, and I love this because what you were talking about, and it's exactly, I say it all the time, it is my mantra, it is part of my whole being. If it is for a moment or a lifetime, if it is pure and it is true, if it is only love, I welcome it into my life. And it releases from that need for any relationship to be anything more than this moment. If you wake up today and it feels right, be at home, be at peace, celebrate all that it is. But release, release, release from what's not. As long as it's pure, I welcome it. So,
I want to write that down. You're going to have to give that to me. That's amazing. Because
a moment or a lifetime. And, you know, there have been times. I remember this journey up in, I went to visit a friend in Alabama last year, and on my way back home, anytime I saw a sign for a state park or a national park or anything, I was running off the road to go explore anything I can find. So I'm journeying through one of these one day, and there is this beautiful young, 20-nothing age, and, you know, dreadlocks, and this guy is so free, and he's in the woods with his six wild dogs, and they're all friendly as can be and energized and everything else. And I meet this, you don't understand, in those single moments of never meeting this person again, he had such love radiating through him. It looked like universal source was just flowing through him because he was untainted by the weights of what society sometimes brings on. He was just so pure. And I walked away from that, and my heart had such an expanded sense of humanity because of that one meaning. And it's when you open up to whatever the experience is without putting a weight on it. I didn't think, what's he coming at me for? What are all these? I didn't have any of those thoughts. I just saw this beautiful soul smiling. And you know what I mean? He made me feel 20-nothing, too. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Be present wherever you are. Just be present and see into people's eyes, like you said. It was wonderful, wonderful advice to look into the eyes.
And sometimes you can actually see colors around someone. You know, sometimes when you come upon them, if you're relaxed, if you're peaceful enough, you can actually see who they are emanating out. You know, and what is that energy around them? And you'll feel it. You'll feel drawn or repelled. But really, you'll see them. And how many times have I passed up somebody just because of a category I put them in? It's just, it's unbelievable. And I love that you saw this supreme being. Kind of wish you'd talk to him, though. Did you talk to him?
Well, I got to tell you. I blogged about him way back, and it was in Chihuahua Park. I mean, I remember that because I thought afterwards, oh, my gosh, I didn't even get his name. So I nicknamed him Chihuahua. I thought Chihuahua will always be part of my heart because he reminded me of that innocence. Girl, if you met me 20-something years ago, there was a fire in me. I mean, there was a fire in me that there was nothing that could deflate me. I was so on top of everything. I could take on anything. I was warrior woman of light. And it's not that I've changed. It's that I had to go through the other experiences so that I can really recognize what it means to be a warrior of light. So I'm not less than I am, but I had forgotten about that spark in me. So it was such a gift to be face to face with that part of myself that had been hidden for so long. So that's why I enjoy it so much. You were saying something, and I thought of it, and it's gone now. Oh, yes, I know what I want to ask you. You were telling us about looking into the eyes and seeing the light and seeing the magic. What would you do? Because some of us want to connect to those who aren't real comfortable with allowing people into that pure space. And perhaps we'll, you know, redirect their eyes if we wish to look into theirs. Any advice on that one?
Well, I know someone who always talks to me with sunglasses on. And I say, you know, I'd really like to see your eyes. And what color are your eyes? You know, and he says, well, my eyes are hazel. Well, right. I don't know they're hazel because I can't see your eyes. You know, and I know that he's there, and I know that if I could just get him to show me those amazing eyes, that I could see that fire in him. And it comes through the sunglasses, absolutely. But if you can be gentle enough with a person, I believe that one day they will take off those sunglasses and you'll see. But I think that some people could feel intimidated by it, if you came at it too strongly, but if you're gentle and you, as I say, come at it with an open heart, full of love, then I think that you'll see it change. You'll see a shift. And some people aren't ready for it. And you know, you need to allow them to come around when and if they do. But if you do have extra opportunities to be with that person, you can gently coax them to feel safe with you and to look in your eyes. You know, in many cultures, it's not okay to look in someone's eyes. It's just a form of respect to look down. And I've taught in many communities where the students won't look at you. They won't look in your eyes because that is the form of disrespect. So you have to find another way to create a safe space with them. And you have to be understanding of where people are coming from. So, yes, there are instances where it might not be the best way to connect with somebody, but you can connect with an open heart, you know, and seeing that person's energy is possible. If you'll just be, you'll relax into yourself and find that gentle moment where you can stop all the rushing and be present.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you said it, but I want to make clear to everyone that you said they might not be ready. But if we planted a seed that said we would like to see into your eyes, we would like to know who you are, we'd like to see you, you're really radiated, your fullness, that planting the seed, even if they're not ready to today, it reminds their soul that somebody wants to see into me. So maybe that's it. Maybe that is our only purpose for today, is just to remind them that they're not alone and we wish to know them better.
Absolutely. And you know, that thing, you know, connecting with somebody, if you sometimes feel like, oh, that didn't matter. Oh, that wasn't a big deal what I did there. You never know what you've done for a person if you will just, you know, acknowledge that they are unique and they are valuable. You are valued.
Right.
A friend of mine has a program. You are valued. If they can feel valued by you, you don't know what you're doing for someone. And you may expect a certain response, but, you know, that's you categorizing.
Right.
Well, so just because somebody won't do a certain thing and won't present to you in the way you need them to, it doesn't. That's you needing them to present to you in a certain way, and it's, you shouldn't give up, and you shouldn't close your heart again, just because you don't get the reaction you thought you should.
Right. Right. Well, and that's it. Well, you know, quite a few people this week alone had repeated different people at different times, but they all basically said the same thing to me. And they had repeated that love hurts so much. You know, why does love hurt? You know, love hurts. Mm-hmm. And over and over, I kept thinking, no. The love can't hurt. Love is from God. It's source. It's the light of all life, you know, expressing itself through you. The love doesn't hurt. It's our expectations of some ideal outcome or some ideal energy that we experience, we wish to know. That's where the hurt comes in. So even looking differently at our perception of love will, you know, expand ourselves to be more comfortable in more intimate situations and more intimate relationships. So I don't think, you know this very well, I don't think we're walking in a paradigm anymore where we need to share ourselves completely with only one person. I think we're walking into these circles of compassionate, respectful relationships where we can all share ourselves with people of all ages, people of all relationships. We just are. We're seeing into people. We're accepting them as they are, not needing them to be different, just accepting that we need every beautiful vibration of being on this earth to make it, you know, the wonderful menagerie that it is. We all need to have that unique energy. That's what makes it so magical.
And, a thing I hope to explore on my radio, on my show, is I want to talk about word choice and how the words you use to describe yourself and to describe situations are words that actually are a direct message to the universe. I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to say it just to, make a point. If you say, love is difficult, and just like your friend was saying to you, love is difficult. Well, oh my goodness, then yes, it is. If you can catch yourself in the moment of using the negative terms or, just the way you're saying things, it's really, really purposeful for your messages to the universe. You're putting that order in the cosmic kitchen. Hey, give me some hard love, will you? Well, make it difficult for me. Let's not go there. But, make it difficult for me. And then the universe says, okay, here you go. Here's some difficulty. I can't tell you how many times that I've had to kind of redirect people who look at my transition I'm going through. They look at me and they say, oh, well, that's difficult. And they say, no.
No.
This is easy. No. This is smooth, and it's happening. I'm taking this one thing at a time. So if you can be really purposeful with your voice and with your word choice, I think that's a shift that you can make right now, today.
Yeah.
That would make a difference. Yeah.
Well, we have we'll have to find out which one he is. I have somebody in queue waiting to talk to us. But what I love about everything you just said is that one of your famous mottos, you are well known for this motto here in the Tampa Bay community, is today is
the best day ever.
Best day ever. And I love that you tell me no matter what today is, it is always the
best day ever.
And I love that you teach people to look differently at what's in front of them. I love that you do that.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
I just love you. I'm so glad you're in my life. You're amazing, Lanya.
I love you. See, how can we have this if we weren't open to say, I love you? Think about it years ago, how cautious you had to be with the words. And even when I started really opening up and I had this power flowing through me and I wanted to tell this person I just met, I love you. And you would hold back and go, oh, I don't want to scare them. And then I would like go into myself and go, why would I hold back genuine love? I mean, they can react however they want to react. And I mean, I do my best not to scare anyone. But I am so at peace with genuinely being in love with so many beautiful souls that I meet. That Janet Lee, over the years, I have watched people, I mean big, tough people, people who, won't budge to others, people who have this really, stiff appearance to others, and they just look at me and say, I love you. And I feel it go right through my being. I feel it, and that, I'm like, those are those moments, those people that it's not easy for them to verbalize that, for them to share that. And I still have each of those moments on autoplay in my mind. I can go back to any of them. I'm just so thankful that I was there to be part of that, not just the reception part, but to give them an opportunity to feel that flowing through them. Oh, amazing.
I love it.
Oh, are you ready to talk to one of my favorite people from when I was on Blog Talk Radio a couple of years ago? This beautiful soul supported me all the time. Aloha, Jay. Welcome.
Hey, long time no here, Lani. How's it going?
I know. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for finding me.
Yeah, I saw that and go like, oh, I recognize that name. So I recognize that voice and go like, oh, I'll call it and say hi.
See? There you go. And this is Janet Lee. Isn't she magical?
She's pretty cool.
Hi, aloha, Jay. How are you? Thank you for
good,
coming.
Good, myself. Yeah, thank you.
Fine, thanks. Yes.
We have a few more minutes before the show ends because we're not doing the real long shows anymore. We're doing 1 hour of power-packed, magical inspiration. But tell me, are you still drumming? What are you up to? How are you being inspired these days?
I'm learning about the nothingness of things. I'm just learning about the love aspect, too, about the nothingness of love. It's really fascinating for myself because, you know, I've been on this journey for a bit, too, and just when we call surrender, I think it's about just doing nothing. Just let it all happen, and it's like there's no expectations or anything like that. So it makes for really beautiful moments and awesome experiences that happen from it.
Mm-hmm.
If we have those experiences where we expect something that diminishes, leads to suffering, I find, because, you know, if we don't live up to the expectations or they don't happen, then it's kind of a letdown. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. It's a peaceful thing. It's being at peace.
I've been reading all of the sacred Vedic texts lately, all the Sanskrit texts. And one of their teachings, maybe about 6 weeks or so ago, and I read it that night, and I was up. I was light as a light bulb. I mean, I was bright as a light bulb that whole entire night. I couldn't get back to sleep because it hit me. I said, oh, my gosh, that's the answer. I said to you, Janet Lee, as much as I wish to be of the light, as much as I wish to be present and all, my body sometimes reacts in the old ways. My body reacts and I connect to an outcome, and we think, why isn't it that way? And the teaching was as simple as detachment. You know, the same thing, when we have an expectation, you can flip that around and say, when we're attached to it. And we can only find peace when we are detached. And the story was told, and I'll do it real short, but it spoke so deeply to me, that there was this great rishi, there was this great wise one who was an ascetic in the woods, and he lived out his life normally. He might have even been a king, I forget which story this was now, but lived out his regular life, and now he lived an entire lifetime. And we're talking about, in those days, they lived hundreds of years. So let's say 100 years in the woods, living off of just the air that he breathes, not even needing to intake food anymore, really being in that place of bliss with him. And then one day, so he's so close to his soul receiving and stepping into full enlightenment, where he's released from the journey of life and death. He's right there. And then one day, this beautiful little fawn comes in front of him. And he falls in love with this little fawn and babies this little fawn so much, makes sure that it has food, makes sure that it's kept dry, makes sure that it's taken care of. And this attachment to this little fawn just undid the 100 years of asceticism in the woods. Mm-hmm. We don't realize, if we believe that this fawn or anyone needs our protection and that it doesn't have all that it requires on its own, all of a sudden we're attached to some particular outcome. So it really reminded me, why am I assuming that I know what's best for me, for humanity, for our community, even with the show, I was telling you, Janet Lee, my journey is to, you know, to be here every week and to not entertain, to not be what is expected of me, but just to be present, to be genuine, and to share. Mm-hmm. And then organically, the show will create itself and design itself each and every week by all of us, merging our energies together, by all of us co-creating and sharing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Being open, you know, being open will bring the right topics in, and will bring the right people to us, and will help us be authentic and genuine in our words and with the intention of each show. So, wow, that's inspiring for me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, you know, this show is just starting Jay. I mean, this really is the third week that we've been going, but I can still feel that this show is still in its infancy. Everything it's about to be is still in its absolute infancy, and I know it'll take off. I know it'll be beyond that, which I can imagine, but I would love if each of us and all of the listeners, everyone who's participating here or in archive, can just, if we can just take a few moments just to envision all of the beautiful lights, all of the beautiful souls who have something to share, who have energy that they wish to support us with, all of the insights, all the unique voices, all the beautiful hearts that will be uniting to build BeTheLightRadio.com and to build Conscious Awakening with Alania, to build these beautiful communities on a global scale here on Blog Talk, in their own communities. Just see all the radiant, vibrant, magical souls uniting, being called together, because I do believe that we each have great work to do together. As we are more at home in these circles of inspiration and light and support, I believe that becomes our paradigm, that becomes our norm, and we begin seeding that same energy everywhere we go. We begin birthing that same vibration of energy and respect in everything we are part of. So thank you for holding that vision. Any other final thoughts, Jay? I hope to see you again next week when we'll have some more time to talk. We have 4 minutes left now.
Just great to talk to you again, and look forward to your show again on different topics of spiritual and stuff, too. So it was great to hear you again. So thank you again.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Thank you for being here, honey, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Janet. We'll catch you maybe next time, too. Thank you.
All right. So nice. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Janet Lee, you've been so inspiring today.
Oh, thank you.
I am so happy for everything you are putting in motion. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey here on Be The Light Radio. And I know that you are seeding this potential reality of respect, of wholeness within each soul's being in that moment. So, just being present. I thank you for holding that energy. I thank you for inspiring us.
Thank you for having me here. It's exhilarating. What is it, 9 o'clock?
I encourage.
Yeah.
I encourage each soul just to subscribe to Be The Light Radio, and you will be updated when Janet Lee hosts her shows. We also have some other shows in the works right now, and there'll be a meditation, a half-hour meditation weekly, more sharing of inspirational ideas that will be shared by my beautiful friend Kimberly. We have some other hosts in the works to coming together, but I do believe that we are all uniting our energies to each balance a unique perspective, each giving a voice to those unique aspects of energy and perception and reality, because I know that together we will help others to feel at home in this great big circle. They're identified with each of us in different ways, and I know that each of us has that experience, that perspective, that understanding that will touch others and remind them that they too have a voice, a purposeful, beautiful, radiant voice that is ready to be shared. And as always, each week you're welcome to unite with us, to share your ideas. So we do look forward to joining you here next week, Monday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, Conscious Awakening with Alania. For those of you who would like to know more about me, please visit my website, Alania Starhawk, star as in the sky and hawk as the bird.com. I thank each and every every beautiful soul who has held energy here with us today, who is helping to seed the foundation of a beautiful network of hearts uniting globally. I so honor each of you. My Janet Lee, I adore you. I treasure you. All the insight that you bring, I am in honor of it all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alania. Thank you for this space.
If they wish to find you, shall they just wait for your show, or do you wish to...
They can find me at BDE, is bestdayeverproductions.com, and that's my website, and they can connect with me that way. But my show will be Tuesdays at 7. Yeah. So
there you go. Tuesdays at 7.
Yay.
All right. Let's go forward and have another best day ever.
Best day ever.
I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye, Seedy. Bye.
Bye-bye for now.